Please do not lose everything in the futile pursuit of dignity.
I am your daughter. I was bred to follow honor. Do not make me do things that you would not. Swearing to the Saxons pulled you from your destiny, made you the plaything of Breda and the arseling of the House of Wessex.
What?
That fate will not be mine.
All the way from Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to The Last Kingdom with Mary and Blake. It's a podcast dedicated to the show The Last Kingdom on Netflix. So sit back, grab a nail, and let's see how England was born.
My name is Blake, and that was an ending, Mary.
I loved it.
That was an ending. I am, like you, I loved it, and I'm so happy that the show is putting us in this direction.
Mm-hmm.
Making it not just about Uhtred and everything that he's been through, but what that has done to his family, that is, I think, something that the show has yet to tackle, and I'm so glad that the show is keeping that honest.
Especially because we've joked about how bad of a dad he's been.
Oh, I know. Again, if there's any evidence that the writers listen to this show, hopefully that is the perfect A1 example of them listening.
Well, friends, as we are now in pretty much the last fourth of this show, we do want to remind you that Blake and I are very busy still podcasting about other things as well. So if you've enjoyed your time on The Last Kingdom with Blake and I, please head on over to Facebook or Instagram and make sure you follow us there. Let us know that's even how you found us. I would love to know if anyone out there first found us through The Last Kingdom
podcast.
That's
a great question.
If you are listening and you're like, nope, that is how I found you, friends, I want you to message us.
Yeah. You know what? Here's an idea. If that is the case, send us an emoji.
The first, yeah.
Send us an emoji. Send us the swords, the crossing swords.
Okay.
Oh, no, better yet, the shield. Send us the shield emoji.
We'll take either.
No. We'll do the shield emoji. That's what I want. And let us know if that's how you found us that way.
But as I said, we're going to keep, podcasting on.
That's right. We have The House of the Dragon with Mary and Blake. You can find that at maryandblake.com. We also are going to have a Rings of Power podcast, Rings of Power with Mary and Blake. If you are a fan of The Lord of the Rings, trust me, you don't want to miss this one.
It's going to be awesome. And if this has brought you enjoyment, head on over to jointhenerdclan.com and join up as a member. Friends who are already there, thank you so much. All right, let's get into the show. Okay, Blake, here is our little episode recap for those of you who've binged it and may have forgotten. Edward asks Eora, hey, I know your husband's dead, but how do you feel about chilling out, still kind of being in charge of the land, but taking a knee to me? And she says, thanks, but no thanks. Peace. And then Ethelhelm decides to go up to the Scots and decides, you guys are better. Let's team up. And Uhtred finally finds Breda. He can't kill her, but his daughter Steora does.
Oh, brutal stuff. Brutal stuff.
I love it.
Good. I just big fan. All right. The director for this episode, episode 507, is Anthony Phillipson. Anthony has done a lot of television, but mainly, again, like I said last time, lots of British television. So, mm-hmm. Nerds, do that on your own time. And the writer was Alexander Stewart. Following in the footsteps of Anthony Phillipson, lots of British television. Nerds, do that on your own time. Because I don't really care about British television, even though some of these people are writing one of my favorite shows. And that is that, Marvin. Your shields rating. How many shields are you giving episode 507?
I'm here for all of them. Big old five. Take them. Take them all.
The five. You're just giving fives out like Oprah.
Yep.
Okay, fair enough. I'm giving this one a 4.92. I really liked this episode, and it was the ending that did it for me. If it was everything else, I'd probably be in like the 4.2, 4.3 range. But the ending is what sells this the job for me. That's that. Okay, you're GBG, Marvin. You're good. You're bad, and you're great.
Okay, my good is the Queen, Aelswith, killing Bressel, the guy who owes all the fur.
Oh yeah,
like straight up Noak kill.
Just not like.
Throat
like,
kill.
Not ugly, but like just takes it and just sticks
it in. I mean, that was ugly. Like, and I loved because that was what she was practicing. Remember how she was like, and I've learned how to defend myself. Yeah. And she did it.
She did. We'll give her the credit where credit is due.
Yes. So that is my good. My bad is Ethel, whatever. What's his name?
Which one?
Phil.
Okay. Ethel Helm. Ethel Phil.
How does he have, like, the fastest horses? How does he get everywhere? I know he has all the money.
Sure.
But where do you keep the money? When you keep moving, where do you put the money? There's no debit ATM system.
No ATM.
So I just don't understand.
But there is a banking system. I mean, the
You think all their banks know who he is and they just give it to him?
I mean, I don't know.
Is it along the path that Father Pureleg finds? Because,
but, you know, it was the Knights Templar who created a modern interpretation of a banking system.
I'm just frustrated that he is so fast, and I picture him having a credit card because I just don't understand how he can always have so much money.
There's no black card. It's just steel cards back then. It's
yeah,
just
no idea. No idea. And then my great is that Stiora killed Brita, because all I kept hearing in my head was Stiora.
That's true.
Stiora. And, you know, good for her. Good for her.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up, because that is a conversation that I absolutely want to have. But before we get into that conversation, I'll give you my GBG and then we'll go forward from there. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
All right. So my good is at the end of the series, the show is bringing it back to the beginning of the series. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're getting whiffs of Bebbanburg and what that entails for, you know, Uhtred, and how that is going to be playing a role in the deal with Scotia and Ethel Helm and Whitgar and all that other stuff. But, of course, at the end of this episode, we're bringing it back to where we're bringing it back to Loidis, right? Where, you know, Uhtred's home and Ragnar was killed, and old Ragnar, not Brita's Ragnar, but...
Oh, OG Ragnar OG up in Ragnar, flames. Yeah. Okay.
You know, we're bringing it back there.
You're bringing it back to the Pearson's old house.
Yes.
People basically get to have a show written about them if their dad dies from a house burning down. Oh, absolutely.
If your dad dies from a house burning down...
Then
you automatically have a television show. Yeah. That's just how it works.
Of course, these are all fictional characters.
And, okay, so I just love the fact that the show, you know, hasn't forgot its beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially because it went from, you know, just being on the BBC to, you know, going to Netflix. And
yeah.
Netflix could have just said, nah, screw it.
We're going to stick with our world.
It's our world. We created this. We've done the past, you know, three seasons now. So, you know, scram.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't, and they've honored that. And I think that's important. It's important for the show. It's important for the characters and how that reflects the characters. My bad. The Aelswith and Aelfwyn story. All of this. The whole thing. I am out.
I liked when they were trying to kill him.
I get it. But again, it gives me a whiff of the whole lost in the jail cells feel.
I don't care. I'm happy.
We have to go back, Kate.
It absolutely gives me that feeling, because like they have nothing for them to do other than just get captured, and okay, we'll create this scenario where this guy gets killed, but nothing changes anyway, because Elfwin still gets taken, mm-hmm. and she gets driven away. Like, it just, it's stuff that happens for the sake of happening. And to boot, when Aelswyth kills the guy, she's like, "Look at me! I was like Michael, the Archangel."
I loved that.
Like, I get it. I think it's actually kind of funny.
Yes,
but.
Alfred was up in heaven doing a fist bump.
Not a bump, pump. A pump. Yeah, he's doing a pump.
He was pumping.
There's a difference between a bump and a pump.
Bump is if there's someone there with you.
Yes.
He was doing it with the Archangel.
Well, you can still do a pump with people with you.
Well, he did a bump.
But it's more selfish if you do the single pump.
With the Archangel.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So did he pump and then bump?
He pumped and bumped.
He pumped and bumped. My Alfred... Pumped and bumped.
You're welcome.
Listen, as long as we don't talk about Sylvester Stallone's dog.
No, that's done.
By the way, that whole clip, that is so special, it immediately avoids the mandatory waiting period for the Mary and Blake Media Hall of Fame.
Oh.
We're putting it in immediately.
That's what happens on days I have energy.
That's true.
Hashtag, I don't have as much energy today, friends. So, well, no dogs, no trees, but I do have a glass of wine.
Oh, a big glass of wine in not a bag. That's a relatively big glass of
it's
wine.
It's a big glass, but it's not filled.
And a big bag of big chewy nerds, which are spectacular, by the way. If you have not eaten the big chewy nerds, you have not lived
but
your
you're
life.
Great.
All right, my great goes to Ben Whitehead. Now, I know, Mary, and I know you nerds don't know who Ben
Terrible
Whitehead
name.
Is. Yeah. What's a worse name, Whitehead Pimple. Or Blackhead?
I mean, I would hate to be Pimple.
Mary Pimple.
Yeah. Mr. Pimple. Mr. Whitehead. Mrs. Pimple.
Oh, man. Ben Whitehead. Ben, if you're listening, I'm sorry. Ben is the editor of this episode.
He's heard it his whole life.
It's a guarantee he's heard it his whole life. And the job that he did, you know, throughout the whole episode, I think is good. And being an editor of any television show or any movie, it is not glorious. In fact, it I feel like it's one of those jobs where the only way people know you're doing your job is if they don't notice you. Mm-hmm. And if they don't call you out, they don't want that. Like, if somebody doesn't say, if somebody says, "Hey, that editing sucks," like, that's bad. But nobody says, "Hey, that editing was great," like, because nobody really pays attention to it. However, I'm
but
a dork.
You do.
And I think that the editing in this episode is really spectacular, especially at the end of this episode with the editing, bringing in all the stuff with Breeda and Uhtred and Breeda's life. But also, just how it all kind of reflected each other and reflected their lives. And having it be just enough, but not in your face, and just quick enough, but not too quick where you didn't get it. Like, this is a hard job. It's a wicked hard job to get the editing right, especially in these kinds of flashback sequences. Because one wrong move, that's it. It sends it, you know, it sends it way off the rails, like our last podcast episode. I mean, you get into mini tree territory when you make the one wrong move in editing. So my great goes to Ben Whitehead, the editor of this past episode. So that is that.
Can I have like an honorary great?
Sure, why not? You know what? Last season, we're breaking all the rules.
My honorary great goes to, "You're the man that torments Uhtred." You're the man that torments Uhtred?
Yeah, and he just starts laughing at him.
Yeah. He's like a beetle. Torments Uhtred.
Yeah.
Uhtred the Great.
Yeah, let's talk about
Whitgar,
but I also want to talk about Elfweird.
Who's that?
That is Phil's grandson.
Oh my God, of course his name's weird. Okay. Uncle Phil, Ethelhelm. I love how he just takes over. Who's going to put me up? I know none of you signed up to be Airbnb, but I'm here. Yeah. I'm wealthy.
And I'm in charge.
And I'm going to give you a bride. It's going to be great. Is she here? No, but I'm good for it because I'm good for everything.
So just get it.
And yeah.
And
and then the king of Scotia, Constantine, doesn't put them up.
No.
He says, yo, Whitgar.
Hey, why don't you take care of that?
New kid, you need to host this guy. I don't want him in my castle.
Nah.
I don't want that. I don't want that drama.
Mm-hmm.
You Saxons can stick together.
You know he's going to leave a bad review anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Phil's totally that kind of guy.
Yeah.
He only leaves bad reviews.
So here he is in Bebbanburg.
Mm-hmm.
Where he didn't even plan on going. Just ruling the land.
Yep.
Putting down Whitgar.
All the time. And Whitgar, like you said, Mary, has some Beatle vibes.
Yeah.
So does Elfweird.
Oh, Elfweird's got it even better.
What's even worse is that who's the kid from Stranger Things?
Elfweird probably was like, oh, thank God, I saw your hairstyle and I know I can continue it here. I have a really good stylist who I always see in Wessex. That was the only thing that potentially kept me from coming here.
Yeah.
Was I was worried about my hair because there is not a single flyaway. not a single one.
Not one.
Okay.
And that's his real hair, BT Dubs. That ain't no wig.
Oh, I believe.
That's his, there's no flyaways. The conditioning treatment, this guy must be so hard in the VO5 oil that...
No one even uses that anymore.
Exactly. It's important that you have the hot oil to get that kind of look.
Yeah, so he looked at Whitgar and said, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank my lucky stars.
We're in good hands together here.
Mm-hmm.
Elfweird is giving me some strong Will Byers vibes from...
From Stranger Things.
Yeah. Like strong Will Byers.
Like they've
vibes.
Worked with the same acting coach to have like sad puppy dog scared and yet.
Yeah. But they got the same haircut too. Mm-hmm. Like they see that they like they're I think the Stranger Things guy or the gal who cuts all the hair moonlights on The Last Kingdom.
Okay.
It's a guarantee.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
So Mary, let's talk here a little bit about your assertion that Steora killing Brita is the right thing and why it's the right thing. So you don't have to get excited. You don't have to hit the mic. You don't have to go crazy about it.
I love hitting the mic.
Why is this the right choice, do you think?
So, I'm just going to say this from my perspective.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
When you have asked a man in your life to get a job done and he doesn't do it and he shows you he's not going to do it, you want to know what you got to do? You got to do the job yourself. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm proud of Steora because she said, screw this. My dad has not killed her. She came after me, killed all my best friends, cut off my brother's, who knows?
Frank and Beans. And when
my dad said, I'm going to go kill Brita, my brother said, I don't know. You may not have to do that. Maybe she'll come see the light. Like, no, none of these guys are going to take care of it. None of them are.
Okay, fair enough.
And they're going to come. She's going to, maybe she'll be nice for a season. She just stabbed Father Pureleg.
Yes.
You know, I don't trust her.
And he ain't looking good. He is not looking good.
She's crazy. I'm not going to let her go find some new face paint people. Nope. Goodbye.
Is...
One last thing to worry about.
But let's look
I
at this.
I bet you Steora is a Taurus.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, total Taurus.
Maybe, you know what? It's not even a male-female thing. If you've
it's
asked someone to do
thing.
It... Yeah, it's a Taurus thing. If you ask somebody to do it, they don't do it. Just do it yourself.
Yeah, but is it her right to do so?
Yep.
How come?
Because all this... Her husband's death is due to her. She was the first domino.
In what capacity?
Well, she came with the paint people.
Yes.
Killed a bunch of her people. Killed all of her friends.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Then the whole rumor thing got started about Sid Trigger because of all this killing with all of her people.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. Get her off the table. Goodbye.
I will say that...
I'm glad Uhtred didn't do it because... I would be afraid for Uhtred that she would haunt him that he would have some like weird, you know, thing going on. I do wish that Brita got to do some weird magical stuff this season because that was really cool for her.
That would have paid off season three a little bit more, yes.
But that would have been my fear. Not like, oh, Uhtred, this is hard. She was your first love. No, my fear would have been that she would have done some weird voodoo stuff and would have haunted him.
Fair.
So I like that Steora killed her. And I like that Steora killed her in the back because that's what she deserves.
So are you happy that Uhtred gave her an opportunity to... And I think this is important, right? Because...
if Uhtred did not give her an opportunity, then he's unfair. The amount of opportunities that he gave Alfred... mic drop. Okay.
Well, okay. So as we stated last episode, you know, I think the focus of last episode was, okay, we need to get Sig Trigger off the board and he's got to die because we can't worry about him anymore. And I think the whole thing with Brita also has to get off the board too, so that we set up the final conflict and it's just focused solely on Phil and what's going to be happening at Bevanburgh and how that's all going to tie together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they have to dedicate this episode, and they obviously did, but they, you know, the function of this episode is getting Brita dead. And that's kind of why I want to spend a lot of time on this, because that's really all that it is for me. When it comes down to it, I mean, like, what else are we really talking about for this episode? I mean...
no, we're talking about Uncle Phil getting to Bevanburgh. And then from that, hello, hello, ding, 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 Bevanburgh, we're here.
Well, all right, so the two things that I think this episode has to accomplish, obviously the first one is Brita, but it also sets up a somewhat of an emotional conflict. Well, not somewhat, but actually I would say a fairly large one. An emotional conflict between... Uhtred and his daughter and what that sets off. And having said that, what does that mean for Uhtred moving forward?
You think that Uhtred's going to be upset with his daughter for killing Brita?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I disagree.
And that's why I say, was it fair for Steora to kill
Brita? I think it was an act of mercy. Brita. I don't think she, I think she knows her dad can't do it.
But let's look at it from Uhtred's perspective, okay?
See, Tauruses don't do that.
No, you wouldn't say.
They do what's best for the herd.
Uhtred shared a whole life with Brita. And that doesn't mean that it's okay that she did what she did. It doesn't mean that it's okay that he forgives her. But there was a whole life outside of Steora and Wee Uhtred,
mm-hmm,
that involved Brita and everything that came before. And the end of this episode highlighted that, right?
Yes. And that was a full life. They lived a lot of things. He now needs to go and be a good daddy.
Well, and that kind of brings up the next part of my question, Mary, which is, I think the smart thing that this show is going to do is not only are we referencing and bringing it back visually to the beginning of the series, but I think emotionally and the central theme of the series has always been Uhtred is caught in between two worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you define where Uhtred is? Like, we've seen him swing from one side to the other fairly regularly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've seen him be on one side with the Saxons, and then we've seen him team up with Ragnar, and then he swung back, and then we had the whole like weird fun, not well, the weird cool episode with Leofric where he like comes back in ghost form, and Uhtred, you know, is a Saxon again, and then Alfred dies, and then Uhtred, you know, pledges his heart to Ethelfled, and
Uhtred's so, loved too many people. That's been his problem.
So I guess what I'm getting at is this, what I'm sure to be conflict, at the very least emotional conflict between Steora and Uhtred, I think this will fuel the remainder of this season. Yes, we have the whole thing with Phil and what's going to be happening with Scotia. And there's going to be a big battle, obviously. And there's going to be a thing that happens. But I think that's the thing that gets us to the thing, which is, who is Uhtred? Where does he end up? And how does he reconcile his whole life that he shared with Breeda against the life that he should have had with his daughter and his son and his family? Right. And that's why I played that the sound at the top of our episode, where it's like, you chose to do all these things, mm-hmm. and you should have been with us.
Yep.
And your whole stuff about destiny and everything, it's all full of crap.
Yep.
So do you think that's where the show is headed?
Yeah. You know, in my opinion, Uhtred has loved way too many people, whether as friends or as lovers. And he, because his love has been so diluted to all these different places and people, he hasn't known who to fight for. He hasn't protected his own family. And now everyone he's cared about who is Dane is dead. Everyone who he's cared about who's like hardcore into the Saxon stuff, dead. So now that Breeda's gone, will he have a reason to fight on the side of the Danes? He's got no Ragnar. He's got no Breeda. He's not going to join like Heston's crew.
That's true.
And then now that Æthelflaed is dead and Edward's a jerk and is like, sorry, I'm going to have to kill your daughter or whatever. Does he really like always want to back Edward? Not really. I've done enough for you, you mm-hmm. dweeb. The only thing that he does care about is Æthelstan, this future king.
That is true.
So, but Æthelstan is pretty much in Uhtred's family, the way that I view it. So I'm excited because now he has to fight for the people who are in his family. There's not going to be other distractions for him.
Yeah, but you know, at the end of the episode, I think we have a real, and I love shots that are purposely blocked the way that the final shot of this episode was, where it's Uhtred, you know, with Breeda holding her in the burned house mm-hmm. that was there underneath the arches mm-hmm. and in the distance far away in a, you know, combative stance is Steora. And, you know, that is indicative of what's to come. I mean, Uhtred is standing in a burned house of Danes holding the person he connected most with. And off in the distance, you know, framed in a way that she is unreachable is her family, is his family in Steora. You know, is that indicative of the fact that Uhtred won't be able to make that choice visually? Like, I mean, sorry, is it visually indicative of the emotional capability of Uhtred making the choice to stay with his family?
Mm-hmm.
Or not stay, like not be able to reach his family. You know what I mean? Like, is Uhtred more stuck to himself and
I think he's going to be fine. I think he's going to, I don't even think he's going to really like have an issue. I think he'll be fine.
In what way?
I don't think he's going to mourn Breeda too long.
Sure. Sure.
He's had other people die. He's just had his son-in-law that he had to slay. I think that's going to have him. I mean,
that's a big deal. That's
a BFD. Once he's done with this season, once season 5 is concluded, he needs to go on like a month vacation. Okay? Do a lot of therapy.
Oh, sure.
Cry a lot. Sit in the shower and cry. Drive around listening to sad songs and cry. I'm an Osferth, another person who he treated like a son. He's got a lot. So when you're sitting there being like, oh, is Breeda going to make or break his relationship with Stuart? No. Goodbye. Breeda's at fault for Sittricker. Breeda's at fault for Osferth. Breeda's at fault for no more balls or beans and franks. No idea, but no more something.
Yep. And potentially the death of you know, Father Purelig, which is a big deal.
Yeah.
Once again, like what we like to call a BFD. So
they don't have antibiotics back then.
No, so I'm not sure if he's long for
this
world.
Enough honey to put in that thing. She's just mean. She's mean, and I'm glad she's done. I think he's gonna sit there and say the Breeda who I had as a child and in our love was no longer the Breeda.
So why do you think he gave her the opportunity to, is it something that's just in him to say
Uhtred's a forgiver?
Do you think it's the words of his son that gave him this, like, gave him this chance to do so? Or was it himself?
I think it's him. I think Uhtred's a pushover.
Really?
I think he's a pushover. And if you've already had a track record that you can pull a fast one on him, you're going to be able to do it the rest of your life.
Interesting take, Mary. Interesting take. Do you think Stiora is the one that pushes Uhtred away after this?
I don't think they're pushed away at all.
Okay, fair enough.
You know, she's a grown woman. It's not like she's going to be looking for a place to live with him. She's a grown woman. You know, she's seen and done things. I don't think they're going to be any less close. Let's put it that way.
Okay. You know what? That was worded very carefully, and I appreciate that. That was good. Mm-hmm. The thing is with Stiora is, you know, like, what's going to happen to her now? I mean, the fact of the matter is she is turned down Edward.
Yeah.
And now, like,
I'm proud of her.
She's gotta go. Like, where's she gonna go?
It's a whole new world, man. Sparkling, shimmering, splendid. She knows how to hunt. I have faith in her.
Yep. Do you think that she takes, you know, if she has any people left? I mean, are people gonna stay in Everwitch, or are they gonna follow her?
They're gonna follow her.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. Because they don't get to have Efferwitch anymore. That's Edward's.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, but there are people like that are still going to stay in Efferwitch, right?
There's going to be a few lame people, but people who actually care about their belief system.
Sure.
They're going to follow Stiora. Because that's the other thing. Uhtred, for as like faux Dane as he's been, we've never seen him do anything religious since Ragnar died.
That's fair.
Like, he'll say, like, oh, yeah, we'll toast to Sitrigar in Valhalla or whatever. But he doesn't really, like, talk about Valhalla. He doesn't talk about any of the gods in particular. So I just think he's kind of a floozy when it comes to things that he cares about, things that he's fighting for, people he cares about, people he's fighting for. You need help? Okay, I'll help you. Like, we've been now five seasons. Mm-hmm. What happened to Bevanburg? Come on. Now it's going to fall in his lap, at least.
I don't think it's going to fall on his lap. I think this is going to be a big deal, what's going to be happening. I mean, the fact of the matter is, even though I think it's the thing that gets us to the thing, there is going to be a big battle. And there's going to be, you know...
Does Edward help him win Bevanburg?
Oh.
Probably not, because Edward sucks.
Edward does suck. And...
He sucks. They all suck. I mean, God bless Finan. God bless Æthelstan. I'm here for Uhtred. Do I trust Uhtred to make wise choices? No. I'm with Finan. I'm team Finan.
Wherever, like, Finan goes, that's where you fall.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. I think that the show is doing, it is setting up a payoff, I think, for Edward, right? Because Edward, I think, to be honest, is trying to do all the right things. He's trying to make a deal to get Everwitch. He's trying to make sure that Wessex is still around. And then he still has a kingdom, to be honest. And he's trying to get it right so that I don't care if it's Stiora or if it's Rongvaldr or whoever. I just need somebody here. That's the Sigtryggr's brother. I don't care who it is. I just need to get out of this godforsaken place. Whatever.
Yeah. They've got a great sewer system.
That's true. What this is showing is a level of frustration, and, you know, Edward, I think, has made some choices that may not have been the best choices, but I think are ones that are reflective of Alfred in many ways. Do you think that the choice he's making here with Stiora is reflective of Alfred?
Yeah, Alfred would have made this choice for sure.
Yeah,
you know, Alfred might have been a little nicer at this point in his relationship with Uhtred, and Uhtred saving Edward's butt so many times. Mm-hmm. I feel like Alfred would have been a little nicer. Now, granted, one can say, hey, they only killed Sitrigar. That's the nicety. So, I don't know. I do. I think he's very much like Alfred. I don't like these people.
Fair. I mean, that's
you're
fair.
Not my friend.
You know, we're not buddies.
No. Nope.
You know, we're there. We have a partnership.
Team Finan.
Edward has been an interesting character. I wonder if this puts him down the road of some ugly confrontation.
Well, he's got a new bride.
Yeah, and that's a thing. She's pregnant, which is a thing. And Elfweird just kind of walks in and sees them getting married.
I mean, how could you not? These doors have holes in them. Well, mind you, he is staying in Effawitch. Like, how freaking weird is this? He's just been hanging out
the
Airbnb
true.
Of the late Sid Trigger, mm-hmm. essentially.
True.
Oh, I'm just going to bang my new wife. I'm going to make deals. I'm going to just, you know, hang out, redecorate a bit. Plus, I'm going to leave soon.
I want to talk about a little bit Ethelhelm and Whitgar and him being like, so you're the guy.
Oh, I love
you're that. The guy. Are you kidding me? And he just literally laughs in his face as he walks out.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't feel like it's going to go well for Ethelhelm.
I don't know. I agree.
Like, I feel like this is going to be one of those things where, you know what? You're laughing a little bit too hard.
All Aladdin needs is one jump.
Yeah.
Head to the bread lane. That's all he needs,
Mary,
man.
Mary. That was good stuff right there. That was good stuff. I don't know. Whitgar is one of those guys that I feel like they don't say much.
Yeah.
But they do. He does weird. Like, he's got a list.
Yeah. He's got a crossbow at every corner.
Guaranteed.
Just in case he wants to use it.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care about his Airbnb review. You want to know why? He's planning on closing it anyway.
Right.
So I don't need this.
I don't need you.
I was told I could make some extra money renting out my spare room. All that's giving me is heartache. Gonna close it anyway.
I get people are touching my furniture.
Yep.
You know, they're leaving stains on the floor.
Oh my God. I say no pets. No pets. I've already got enough dogs. You've seen them. They're crazy. Okay? Don't need no more.
We're bringing dogs. I got dog hair everywhere.
Then
now.
They have a party. They invite more people. They invite a priest.
You know what?
A kid. It's a no kids.
He has established firm quiet time. He needs his time to sleep, and you're just having parties.
Oh, left and right.
You're having parties. You're bringing people in at 11 o'clock at night, playing your loud rap music.
Eating my food.
Oh.
Because you know, he's like, oh, this is my food, and I'm going to... No, it's my food. Did you bring it with your ATM?
Thank God Heston's not there, because all the chickens would be gone.
I really hope we get Heston in the next three episodes.
I desperately hope we get Heston back. Just for our own purposes.
I want him to show up at like the final party with Uhtred there, saying like, we have Bellenberg, and like everyone's happy and the chickens fly around and Heston catches a chicken.
like doves?
Yes. Like they release the chickens and Heston catches one and says, congratulations, man. Let's party. End scene.
End scene. End of series.
Let's party.
Oh, man. So I think that is that. I will say that I think that the show is trending in a direction, given what has happened between Stiora and Uhtred, in a way that I actually like. I think this is going to be much more character-centric than battle-centric. It's the thing that gets us to the thing. The battle gets us to the thing of what I think it really means for Uhtred.
Mm-hmm.
And I think by the end of this season, we will have answered the question that season one asked, which is, who is Uhtred Ragnarsson? And is he a Dane or is he a Saxon? Or does he have to be either?
Mm.
Does he even have to have Bebbanburg? Maybe he gets it and turns it down and says, no, I'm good. Like, and this is about Uhtred, the character, and what he has done in his life and what the choices he has made in his life, how that has affected not only himself, but everybody around him. And does he deserve to have the life that he is making for himself?
Yeah, he deserves it. By my saying this, I'm not saying I'm not an Uhtred fan. I'm an Uhtred fan. I want him to get his happy ending. Mm-hmm. Okay? I'm just saying that I would have done what Stiora did.
Fair enough.
And I don't think that this is going to be like an irreputable
irreparable
harm to their relationship. It wasn't good to begin with, which is what she basically said. You've been a shite dad.
Mm.
Okay? I'm just taking care so that this woman doesn't come after anyone else I love.
That's true. Fair enough.
Get a job, hippie.
Get a job, hippie.
You can't even do the kill the one person who cut off your son's balls. Get a job, hippie.
The hippie's lost, sir. The hippie's lost. I will say that, again, just bringing it back to my great Ben White. Ben Whitehead.
Are you an Uhtred?
What do you mean?
You have like, oh, maybe I won't kill you. You are. Yeah, you know, like just seeing what happened to you over these past several years with your family, and I've been sitting here saying, take care of the situation,
mm-hmm.
not like kill them.
Yeah, we're not bringing out bows.
Yeah, yeah.
Figuratively, I think you are. Figurative bows.
Yeah, maybe Uhtred's a Pisces.
I bet you Uhtred's a Pisces.
I could feel that.
I think Uhtred's a Pisces.
Yep, I'm there with you.
Yep, okay, fair enough.
Love it.
Because I'm a Pisces, so. Mm-hmm. I'm on board. Speaking of Pisces and the emotional aspect of it, I was legitimately emotionally like wrecked during that final battle scene, that final fight scene. Like the callbacks to previous seasons and their previous life and how
the music was perfect.
Music was amazing. Mm. And I loved what they did with like certain movements in the choreography. You know, ran parallel or, you know, ran in conjunction with the movements of the flashbacks themselves. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, excellent stuff. Like, again, that's why I call it the editing, because the editing was pitch perfect. Do you think Brita was really fighting Uhtred to kill him? Or do you think she was pulling her punches a little bit so that he would kill her?
I think Brita was still giving her all. I just think Brita's tired and weak.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she would have held back. I think she's crazy. And I don't think she...
Brita is banana land.
I don't think she gave her all, mm-hmm. but I don't think Brita is capable of giving her all at this point.
Fair.
She gave her best for what she could give at that time.
The reason why I bring it up is because instantly she started talking about, you know, Vibica and being like, I just want to be with her. Yeah. Like, just kill me. Just get it over with.
Yeah, at that point, it's different.
And if you notice, when Uhtred was friggin' hammering down on her sword, mm-hmm. her sword had the little indents of where his sword hit. Like, I thought that was a nice little detail.
Mm.
Really cool little detail. And then finally she dies after she gets run through with an arrow.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing she says is not Vipica, it's Ragnar.
Yeah.
Special. Special that, again, the show calling back on itself. Not necessarily for season 5, because she just as easily could have said Vipica.
I know.
But she says Ragnar.
Oh, my God. And there he is in Valhalla with the last lady he was humping before he got killed, because they died together.
That's
They've been
true.
Hanging out for
Good
the past
point.
Few years.
Just waiting. Yeah. I don't know. I got nothing better to do, so sorry. All right. Anything else you have to say about this episode, my love?
No. It was pretty simple, like you said.
Yeah, fairly simple. Like
Brita dies.
It serves a purpose. It sets up Edward and what's coming with him. It sets up Steora and I think her emotional conflict with Uhtred and what that means for Uhtred, and Brita dies. So,
as do we all.
That's true. That's true. All right. Let's close this bad boy out, shall we?
Yep.
Let's do it.
God, I am a different tone. Listen to me. I'm like, dogs, trees, and now I'm like, we're all going to die. That's what happens when you get long COVID tired Mary version.
We're all going to die, Blake.
Rita dies. So will I. So will you.
What's the point, Mary? What are we even doing here?
Don't you think that there's going to be like this huge thing between Uhtred and Steora? Aren't you worried? No.
No.
She got the job done. She thinks her dad's a bad dad anyway.
Ain't going to get worse.
It's not like she spent the holidays with them anyway this past several years. Nothing's going to be different.
But they were just on the cusp of having this beautiful relationship.
No, they weren't.
And everything was going to be copacetic. Everything was going to be great. Daddy was going to be daddy. She was going to be daughter.
No.
No.
No, it's not how it works, Blake. I mean, am I saying that she's going to avoid him for the rest of her life? No. Do I think we're going to see her again this season? Yeah. Yes. okay?
Yeah. But, well, no, of course we're going to see her again.
But are they going to, like, hug and be like, you're finally the dad I always knew you could be? No.
Yeah, because she killed Breida.
No. Because her dad sucks. Where's his other kid?
The other kid. God knows where the other kid is.
Poof. Done.
Just hanging out with Hild.
Hopefully next episode I won't be as downer, but well done, Stiara.
Mary's having an existential crisis at the moment.
Mission accomplished.
Wish the sun was as black as my heart.
I'm tired. I've been tired for 3 days. It's not going away.
You know what? When we started talking about the trees and everything, I think that just that took your
I gave all that I had.
Your energy level just way down.
Sylvester Stallone. What did you do to me?
It's big week.
I wasted all my energy on you.
Hey, at least it produced a Mary and Blake Media Hall of Fame moment.
That had nothing to do with our show whatsoever.
Nothing.
Yeah. Really
all.
Proud of that moment.
Oh, that was good stuff.
Okay,
all
guys.
Right, let's close this
my
up.
My name's Mary.
My name is Blake.
Destiny is all. What is destiny?
It's all, Mary.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.